And inside the peach?
It's the peach seed.
Seed, and different kinds of peaches. It's the one that the meat sticks to the seed.
It's clear seed and plum seed.
And which is which now? Clear,
the clear seed you can burst open. And the plum seed, of course, clings to, some people call them cling seed instead of plum seed.
And for an apple, the inside, do you remember any
special? It's a core, you see. The core has the seed in it.
Any special name for that? Do you remember? Did you ever hear them called the seed of an apple, meaning the entire core?
No.
Or chits?
Pardon?
The word chit would mean instead of core, I think.
Oh, I see.
A chit of an apple.
No, I never have.
And if an apple or a plum gets dehydrated, the outer skin gets all what?
Wrinkled, and that you talk about, that's the prune.
And if it gets wrinkled and it actually reduces in size, you say it's all... Does the word shrivel?
Shriveled. Uh-huh.
And that means it's not only wrinkled, but
yeah,
actually...
Yeah, it's gone small.
And did you drive as fruit, very much?
We would dry the apples and the peaches, but that's all the fruits we ever dried.
Mm-hmm. And the various things that you'd make from fruit for to put on bread?
Oh, we made jams and jellies and preserves.
Preserves from all these fruit?
The peaches and apples and the pear preserves, you see.
You mentioned quince. What did you make from quince?
Well, we just ate the quince. The quince tree never did. We just had the one tree, and it didn't have too many on it. And so we just ate the quince.
I see.
But you can make quince preserves.
Did you ever hear quince honey?
No. I've made pear honey, but I've never heard of quince.
Oh, I see. So.
It's on the same order. You grind it. I've forgotten just what you put in it, but it is delicious. Mm-hmm. And then you can the pears if they're not... if they're salad pears, you can them and use them for salad. And then there is a preserving pear that you just use to bake and preserve.
I don't see many orchards as I drive around anymore. It's
all of us used to have an orchard, but we had plenty of land. Well, I have plenty back behind me, but can't get anybody to work it now. Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
To grow everything.
All those things.
And I guess then we will. We didn't use fertilizer on our, except our own fertilizer, you know, from the barn and the chickens. And, well, organic gardening's not quite, they won't even use that, I don't believe. But it back in those days, it was more on the order of organic gardening than anything else. Because we didn't have a fertilizer, we didn't use fertilizer for our garden.
You didn't have to spray everything?
No, we never sprayed a thing.
Yes, sir. And yet they grew.
Yeah, we had plenty.